Are you in the shot? You're not. Scoot over. Scoot over just a tad. There, that's too much.
Scoot. You know all this moving back and forth fucking hurts.
Well, I need you to be in the shot.
Yes, and I have a pillow under me. Is this recording?
Yes.
Yeah, a bitch is broken. So bear with me.
Aren't you always broken?
That's my spirit. Now it's my physical fucking body.
Like the fucking, what you call it, the Disney movie spirit, the horse, right?
Yes, but anyway.
You are a horse. Kron does the riding.
God. I'm a good little Christian woman.
Right.
I haven't wrote anything. In 4 days.
Yeah, because you're fucking back.
Actually,
now.
5 days.
You are. Never mind.
Go on.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Let's Be Frank.
Hi, guys. Fuck you.
Okay, whatever. Today, we'll be talking about jail.
Forgot we talked about that.
Shockingly, Kron hasn't gone yet. Don't. Oh.
It's because my skin tone.
I knew you were going to say that.
The melanin that I had.
No, it's not your. It's because of your unhinged brain.
Okay, you ate there.
And you wanting to kill everyone.
No crumbs.
No mice.
What? And that pussy holder are. You got mice.
No, it's
and
gerbils.
Mice.
Say lice? What? That's rude.
Stop letting everybody eat your little kitty cat.
What's in your kitty cat? Besides Skittles. Taste the rainbow.
Fish and Pokeballs. I am unhinged.
Fish? Whew. Okay. Anyway. What does Wendy Williams say? What was that? James. Where's James?
Probably inside your pussy.
Probably. That's my gerbil. Anyway, jail. We're gonna talk about jail. Think if we would survive it or not.
Oh, I think I would thrive.
And then
I'm pretty pussy snatched.
Alright. So, Kron. What do you think you would go to jail for? Besides manslaughter.
How long do you want the list?
Besides manslaughter, pussy slaughter.
Pussy slaughter at the top. Sorry. My hormones are talking. I'm going to jail because of betrayal.
I'm going to jail because of my mouth. Because I use teeth. I don't.
Not the confession.
I don't use teeth.
No, you look like a teeth user. You look.
My teeth are small.
You'd be great in the fucking. You'd be great in the cheese. Like, my god, why did I do the motion?
Why did you? We're gonna censor that. That's gonna be its cut.
No, honestly though, I feel like betrayal would be the reason I'd actually go to jail.
Oh, like someone like
actually betrayed me. Like,
okay,
like said something crazy or like. Told my enemy what the fuck I wanted to say without me telling them. Like, there's one thing if I told my enemy, like, when'd you get the Chapel Grown album?
I got it.
I thought it was the corner of my eye.
Miss Chapel.
So sorry, you know, I'm literally a goldfish. Yeah, it's like if I didn't say it myself and somebody goes and says it for me, that's like the biggest form of betrayal.
That's like fucked up.
And I'm going to get an assault charge.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of things I would get an assault charge for.
They're pretty much, if Kron's hangry or anything of the sort, you're not good. Well, I feel like for me, it has to be like a very, like, you have to go for my family or like my friends. I think if someone came for me, it wouldn't give me the, like for myself, if someone came for me, I wouldn't want to, you know, it wouldn't make me want to go to jail. Like, I wouldn't commit a horrific act if someone came at me. If someone came at someone I care about, it's a different story.
I could do both.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just like, I don't know. Like, if you're coming at me, like, I also like, just don't care half the time, I feel like. I'm like, okay. Like, cool. Like, whatever your temper tantrum you're throwing, you can throw it. And the thing is, if you betray me, I'm just gonna cut you off.
I'm gonna cut you off and cut your arm off. Betray again, bitch.
Just like in the Taste music video. Mr. Carpenter is cool. gonna choke you out with your left arm.
That's insane. That is what she did, though.
She did do that. That's the, yeah. Yeah, no. I feel like if you come for someone who I care about.
Yeah, I feel like I'm obviously gonna protect myself, but the second you come after somebody I quote unquote love in any way, shape, or form.
Quote unquote.
Because, you know, there's different levels of love. Like, you can love a coworker and like extremely like them, but I wouldn't necessarily defend all of them.
Name me a coworker you never mind. Name me a coworker you like.
Yeah, but I won't do that right
you
now.
Love.
I'll tell you who's not.
Yeah, I already know who's not. Anyway, so yeah. But no, I feel like also if someone came at me and if I was like tired, or if I was tired, like I was having like an eventful day. Like, already having, like, a bad day. Like, something happened and, like, made me, like tweak.
Then yeah, that last then, little reason to snap.
Yeah, then I could see myself snapping. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it would take a lot.
So it takes me every day.
Every day, Kron is...
I'm this close.
Yeah,
this close. I need you to zoom in on this. I'm this close.
To going to jail.
Yeah, going to jail. Or at least a psych ward.
You should probably just seek help.
I do have help. I have a therapy on Friday.
Thank God.
Can't wait. It's our first meeting, so we'll see how it goes.
No one talked to Michelle?
No. She got rid of me.
Did she?
No, she got a new like thing and they don't take my insurance.
Oh, okay.
Cool beans, I guess.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, no. Although she was sick of my shit.
I would be too. I am. Actually, I don't know why I said it would be.
I would definitely go to jail over road rage.
That's the one. If I had a... This is going to sound crazy. If I had a gun in my car... There is no... I might shoot someone's tires. My mom said that one time, actually. I remember this in the car. Sorry, Mom. I remember this in the car. My mom was saying, she said, if I just had a... People cut me off. She goes, I just wish I had a gun in the car so I could shoot their tires. I said, okay. And I think I've adopted
that process. Mindset.
Thanks, Mom.
So, I guess with the driving thing, like road rage, it's also like parking spot wars. I'm a fuck somebody up.
And the thing is, when you park there, you're stuck there.
And I will
know where
park.
You're at.
I'll double park. We're both stuck.
Crazy to be behind your car parked. It's going to be like, where are you going to go now, bitch?
Like Medea, when she goes to jail, gets the fucking forklift. I'm not even going to put you inside the store. You're going to go right into the stratosphere, bitch. I'm going to lift that shit up.
Why don't you move your red car before I move it by you?
Wow.
Have fun breathing up there with no air, bitch.
Tell me how I'm supposed to
play. I knew you were gonna fucking do that.
Do you think you would survive prison?
Oh, 1,000% I would survive.
How? Besides your snatched cooch.
My throat.
That's on me. I walked into that. I'm gonna own that.
Give him a little...
Okay, cupcake.
And they would all leave me alone. They were like,
you would do it. They wouldn't. They'd be scared of me, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm big bitch.
I feel like all Kron has to do when he walks in, Kron's gonna walk in, Kron's gonna be like, I need 4 men to pee on me right now. That's gonna make them scared of you. It's gonna make them confused by you. It's gonna. Pause. You don't have to. Just.
For the record.
And also, I thought it because of the cupcake song. That's also why.
Okay. But I'll say, that is no shame in anybody's game. Not my fetish.
Yeah. Go piss, girl, I guess. Allegedly. I would get shanked my first day. I probably would. That's the thing.
I feel like you'd lay low. You just have to hold on somebody's pocket.
What?
See, then that's...
Hold someone's pocket.
Yeah, you like hold somebody's pocket from
what
now.
What does that mean?
It means you're a bitch.
Oh.
Now that you guys know, go hold on to a pocket. Not a pocket pussy.
A pocket. I was gonna say that. Wow, that's crazy. Huh. Yeah, I don't think I would.
Another reason you think you wouldn't survive?
I don't know. I just don't think. Like, again, me going to prison, it would take a lot. Like, I'm just not like an aggressive person.
And this is why we're opposites.
No, Kron has all my aggression. That's why.
I don't hold much back, if anything.
Yeah, at all. I don't think I'm like
I'm very confrontational.
That's the thing. I am not. But I'll get my information. Like I said before, I won't talk to you ever yet. That's my end. That's, like, I have no problem. I'd be like, okay, bye.
You're right.
Unless you're feeding... What's the three Fs? Feeding...
This, yes, you're feeding...
Feeding me financially...
No, feeding me... Oh my god, damn it.
It's financial. Feeding financial fuck.
Yes, unless you're feeding me...
Unless you're feeding me, fucking me, or financing me. Yeah, financing.
Yeah, the three Fs.
Unless you're doing any of that... I got no problem cutting you off. Don't fuck with my money. Not today.
But I feel like I'm very... I feel like reasons I would survive in jail. I'm a good listener. I'll listen to you while you're inside of me. That's prisoners and prison guards.
They
don't want to fuck the chef, maybe.
The chef? Is that what we're calling them? The one that feeds you the slop? You'd be feeling a lot of other slop.
Are you done?
No, because, you know, when you...
Like, oh, yeah, that's it. I give really good head.
Cron only uses his back molars.
Oh, my God. I was like, what are you... That was bad. I said, what's in my back? Good listener. Great throat. Better pussy.
Stop saying that. Oh my gosh, I might actually commit an act.
For the record, I don't never say pussy for myself in regards to my own body parts. Horrendous.
You know, it'd be crazy if we actually ever end up going to jail and this is like on the internet.
Oh, they're gonna know. Isn't that they're wild? Gonna be ready for me. They're like, come here, Quran.
Oh no, not that. I'm just saying, like, what if we ever end up like in jail?
What the fuck are we gonna do? Oh, never mind.
What the? Never mind. I don't know, Karan, what we were talking about.
Yeah. And I'm also good at, like, just entertaining people, so I would find something to do in a jail. I'd do something.
The thing is, I'd probably make friends.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I'd make friends with someone who is confrontational, and I would not hold their pocket, but, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, oh, like, someone, like, would, like, fuck with me. I'd be like, oh, like, I got my friend.
You're gonna get us both shanked.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think the scariest thing for myself in jail is my smart-ass mouth. Somebody would come up to me and I'd talk about their fucking dead dog. I would dig up their past. In prison.
In prison?
Oh, do you not see these people on TikTok that literally, like, have cell phones and they do live shit in prison?
Do they?
Yes.
I'm not on that TikTok.
Me neither. Somebody else showed it
what
to
you,
me.
I would say, what do you...
And I said, wait, what? There's these dudes out there that... They get people to, like, write to them. They get little pen pals.
Well, I see that the guys on the phone. And they're like, hey, my name is Jordan. I'm in...
I saw this one man. Wyoming. Oh, sorry.
And I just want someone to talk to. And they're hot.
This dude was, like... He has, like, 3 first-degree murders. And I'm just like, come murder this. Meow! But...
No. But some of them are attractive.
Some of them are attractive. I think I'd fit in pretty well in jail.
I think something would fit... in you pretty well.
Oops, I dropped the soap.
Oops, I did it.
I am unhinged. The more I hear myself, the more I wonder.
Every time Kron, they're like, Kron, like, what?
Anyway, the fuck they call, so... Wait, in jail, you know, they make a pocket pussy, but it's
stop.
Like...
What? Stop it. Stop.
Ow!
No, oh, that didn't hurt.
It shocked me. I wasn't looking. It didn't hurt.
Anyway.
Have you ever been arrested for anything?
No.
Or handcuffed?
I've been... No, which is shockingly. Have you? Oh, stop.
No, I have. Like, not...
No, I know. No, I want to hear about it. Tell me. How many times? Once? Twice? 5? 6?
Stop. I think twice. It was twice.
For what? Oh,
once I punched a kid in the face for calling me the F slur.
Oh, that's valid.
So I punched him in the face and I got in trouble in high school.
This is high school?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
You were older than him.
Oh, I mean, I'm still a mess, but that childhood Quran was terrifying. Like, I would walk across the street if I seen him coming. Yeah, I punched him in the face. Got a lot of trouble for that, even though it was self-defense. There's no self-defense law in New Jersey.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? You can shoot someone literally in your home, and you can still, like, someone could be sued. Someone could, like, break into your house, you can shoot them, and you can still be sued for shooting them.
Yep.
Which, that's, well, whatever.
And then
downtown fucking Texas, you fucking can fuck your cousin while you're shooting your neighbor, and
your brother's watching.
Your brother's watching, and your mom's on Skype.
The second reason I ever got, I wouldn't say I was arrested. I was definitely in handcuffs. I was stealing Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Oh.
And I was selling them to kids in school.
Wow.
Yeah, I almost got put in the juvie for that, because there's some weird law where, like, you have to steal, like, over $40 worth of merchandise or something, and I stole, like, $39, so they gave me, like, the adult charges, because I'm black. And then I had to do, like, 200 hours of community service, which fucking sucked.
200 hours? How old were you?
Like, 16, 17.
Interesting. Did you make money off it?
No. Oh, wait, with the cards?
Yes.
Oh, the cards, yeah. I was selling all types
of cards. Not community service.
I was like, are you
I'm not that stupid.
Be surprised.
Okay.
But no. I did make money off those cards.
Good.
But then I had to lunch. I'm still selling that to this day.
You said one card and a Bucci cat hit.
Oh my god, I'm going to jail for sex working.
You are, actually. Not if you're in Amsterdam. That's so cool. They can be sex workers as out and about. No, that's, like, neat. Like, it was so cool when I went. Like, there's this woman, and obviously, you know, it doesn't affect us, but but there's these women in, like, windows, and, like, there's, like, they're like, oh, come here.
They said it to you?
They said it to everyone.
Should be like, wrong tree, sweetheart. Wrong tree.
I was just trying to tell my friend. I said, my friend's, I wish my friend, hi, hon, if you're watching.
Is it from me now? Well, I know.
Oh, yeah. I wish you were a lesbian, but you're not. So, you know, whatever. What are you going to do? But I was trying to sell her. I said, Julio, for €50. But it'd be so much fun just to go and sit. I just want to hear, like
their life story. Yeah, I get that.
I don't want to see your labia. I just want to, you know, I want to see your other lips. I want to talk to you. That's just very gentleman-like. I know you're always thirsty.
Let me drink my drink. I'm trying really hard not to spit on the equipment, cut it out.
If you spit on the equipment, we'll talk about it later. Aren't you a smaller, though? Are you gonna be in the frame today?
Yes! I have a broken back. Let me be comfortable. I think I'm good now. I think I found a perfect position.
Okay, in the camera. You're like one of those, what are those things that, like, they move around?
A wacky wavy inflatable tube?
Yeah, like, you punch it and, like, it comes back.
No, we're not talking about the same thing.
What are you talking about?
The wacky inflatable wavy tube, man.
No, I'm talking about, like, the thing that's, like the bottom's heavy and, like, you can, like, push it.
Oh, I'm bottom heavy.
It'll, like, rock. It'll rock back and forth.
I don't know. That's like a punch, not a punching bag.
No, but, like, you can, like, punch it. Like,
yeah, it's the same thing.
Kind of. The only thing I think of is the thing on Family Guy. I'll insert a picture of it.
Look it up.
But yeah. Jail. I just can't imagine sharing a bunk with someone.
Can't what?
Sharing a bunk with someone.
Oh, must be nice. I had bunk beds as a kid.
I did too.
I guess as, like, an adult, it makes sense.
But yeah, as, like, a grown-ass, like, you know, man, would you try to escape from jail?
Oh, absolutely.
How would you? Oh, I thought about this.
How would I escape?
Yeah.
Besides suicide? Sorry, that's not funny. I shouldn't be joking about that.
No disclaimer. Let's Be Frank does not promote that kind of mindset.
I'm working on my therapy, okay? How would I get out? You go first, actually.
Okay, this is what I would do. Sorry. So, it would be when we're all in the yard, whatever. I would. Bear with me. I would befriend the security guards. You know what I mean? Talk to them. You know, try to... No. Maybe. It depends what they look like. I would try to have a little fight break out. in the middle of whatever. You know what I mean? I'm good. I'm a manipulator. I'm good at like putting people against each other. Have a fight break out. While that's going on, I go inside. At this point, I have an outfit. I put on my outfit. I get the hat. I'm walking out. I go to break up the fight. While I do that, I get punched in the face. So my face doesn't look like how I normally look like. So I'm bruised. I am puffy. So then when I go get checked out, they're like, oh, like, you know, like, we'll send you home for the day. Bitch, I leave. I'm gone. They don't know, because they can't tell because my face is all puffed up. I just have to get the shirt. That's the main thing.
Yeah. I like it. It's definitely, like, from my own. What the fuck is the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Like, it's original. Oh, my God. It's an original idea. Jesus Christ. That was insane.
What? The Disney Channel?
You have to delete that, though, because your mom hates when you use the Lord's name in vain. So delete that little part.
No.
Make sure you don't delete that part when I ask you to delete it and that you say no.
No. How'd you escape from jail?
I feel like I could honestly...
The thing is, Karan might not escape. He just might become just the head bitch.
I could be both. But for me, I feel like I could definitely put together some type of schematic or blueprint where I could make something fly.
What the fuck are you going to make fly?
Kite, a hot air balloon, something.
Okay.
I will leave that bitch.
You're gonna...
I'd be able to construct something.
You don't think they're gonna shoot your big ass down?
Oh, shit. Well, they can't kill me.
Yes, they can.
I don't think they can. Unless you're like...
Unless you're escaping?
No, unless you're like posing a threat. I don't think they can kill you.
I'm almost positive that if you're trying to escape, they can take any precautions they need to. Karma can never get me, copper.
Well, then I actually escaped anyway, so...
And then Karma's still dead, so...
Besides that, though, I could easily do something... Like, if there was some type of, like, water nearby.
You dig a hole?
No, I ain't digging a fucking hole. I ain't doing no manual labor.
Would you get someone else to dig a hole for you?
I would easily get someone else to dig a hole for me.
Would you give him your hole to dig a hole?
Hole for hole.
You know, they say... Eye for an eye, hole for a hole.
A shank for a shank. I'm thinking about Orange is the New Black. They were like next to a lake or something. I could easily hold my breath the entire like thing under the water and escape.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
You do. You know what's crazy? Kron practices floating underwater, like with like his like breath. Like Kron's like, and like just like will like plop up. And then, like, you're like, Kron, are you okay? You're like,
oh, I did not breathe that heavy.
Like, I was holding my breath.
Like, I have never said it like that to y'all. Except in a jacuzzi one time, because I was like, I'm not dead.
Jacuzzi was hot.
I don't know how the fuck I was holding my breath for a long time.
Kron was living his lobster fantasy.
Boy, on me. Yeah, but I would either escape through air or through water, myself.
Interesting.
Or persuasion.
Persuasion. Doja Cat once said, "Pussy talented, they do cartwheels."
We do a lot of things over here.
It can't do cartwheels, but
not right now. No, probably never.
Probably never. But ask him again in like a couple weeks.
We'll see.
I know we're gonna give scenarios about
us,
but you know I'm gonna be honest. Let's be frank.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I think that really pretty much wraps up everything for this episode.
I think so. I do.
Yeah. I feel like if we went to jail, it would be like Madea goes to jail.
Oh, easily.
Comical.
Brownies for my brownies.
Being in a courtroom, though, terrifying.
Oh, I love it. I don't even need
a lawyer. Why do you mean you love it?
I don't need a lawyer.
You do.
I got my own little words for y'all.
I'd be like, it's actually Miss Toller.
Okay, Mr. Bright, why did you punch him in the face?
Because I felt like it.
I got three reasons. You pick one.
Fat egg. Anyway, thank you so much for watching this week's episode. Please follow us on all of our social medias, as like below, and let us know what you would go to jail for. And let us know if you would survive jail,
or if you would never go to jail. I like that answer. I feel like that's a really good one.
You would never go to jail. I don't think I ever will. I think I would be the one to post Kron's bail.
Oh, easily.
Kron's, I'm gonna be Kron's on phone call. I'm gonna be like, boop.
You're gonna hang up on me?
I'm like, ugh.
Wow.
Then I'm gonna check his location. It's gonna be in the county
New York.
I'm like, fuck. I'm like, fine. Let me go get him. Driving, like, picking up my son from school. Like, I'm here for Kron.
Anyway, we look forward to seeing you guys in the next one.
Alright, bye guys.
You fucking bitch.